Today, we're going to talk about how to really walk in power as a creative and an entrepreneur. Welcome to the Directed Life Audio Experience. This podcast exists to help creatives and entrepreneurs live a life directed by the Holy Spirit and to flip the entertainment industry upside down. My name is Cap Chatfield. I'm your host. And today we're going to be talking specifically about how you as a creative and an entrepreneur led by the Holy Spirit in your craft, how you can really live and work in power so that you can really see the industry flipped upside down so you can make an impact in the culture and the marketplace. You know, it was funny because a while ago, it was actually last year, I went to Brazil on a trip and we were preaching from city to city, preaching to creatives. I love Brazil, by the way. Brazil, I love you. You guys are the most creative people I've ever met. Anyway, one of the things that I did as I was leaving was I did a little Instagram poll and I was asking people, do you feel like you're fulfilling your creative calling or not? Is there something that is blocking you? If there is, what is that? And so a lot of people said, no, they don't feel like they're fulfilling their creative calling. 70 people responded to this poll and I DM'd all of them. And I asked them, what do you think is specifically blocking you from fulfilling your creative calling? The majority of people, actually, I'd be interested to stop and think, what do you think was the biggest answer? I thought the biggest answer would have been like fear of failure or fear of rejection. But the number one thing that people said stopped them fulfilling their creative calling was being directionless, not having true direction. And I think this is super scary for a lot of creatives because the feeling of not having direction can really limit you. You think that being a creative, you want total freedom. You don't want any boundaries. You don't want any restrictions. But if you don't have some sort of grid of what you're supposed to do and the lane you're supposed to run in, it's hard to run with confidence. And God wants to give you direction, creative. He wants to give you direction, entrepreneur, so that you can create in a way that honors him and is a blessing to the world around you. If you're not, you're not really walking in power with your gift. You're not walking in power with your calling. So what does it really mean to be directed? Well, first, the first thing I want to talk about is Genesis chapter 1. We get to see who the real director is. If you're a filmmaker, newsflash, you are not the real director. And if you are a business owner, newsflash, you are not the true CEO. There is one above you who is the true director. He is the true CEO, and his name is Jesus Christ. I never done that voice before, so sorry that came out like that. But the truth is, he's the director. You're not the director. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Not you. You weren't the creator. You and I are not the creator. He's the creator. He's the director. And so if we want to access his power and fulfill a God-sized calling on our lives, the only way that we can do that is to refer back to the director. He's the one who wrote the script for your life. He's the only one that can teach you your lines and show you what to do. So here are the three things that I want you to consider, creative and entrepreneur, in order for you to live a life directed. Because when you live a life directed, you live with direction, you live with power, you live with conviction, you live with confidence and purpose, and people look at your life and your life becomes a witness to the world around you. Your work becomes a witness because you have direction and centeredness with everything that you are creating. So point number one, there's really three character traits that I want you to consider, but character trait number one in order to live directed is humility. Living with humility. This is so hard today because we live in the most narcissistic culture on planet Earth, or in human history, rather. I mean, people today are born into the world with a new norm of it's normal for you to create a profile around yourself and create stuff and show stuff about your life to gain likes from other people. This is so weird compared to what the rest of human history looked at. There was no sort of scoreboard for your popularity back in the day. But this is the world that we live in today. And it's not going away. And I'm not saying abstain from it because I'm using it. I'm using it to put my message out there. And I'll be honest, not every day I live this holy life and I'm like this super humble person. Some days my identity is wrapped up in that stuff and I need to repent and change because that isn't where power comes from. That's actually what will destroy your calling. And so humility is critical. Even I want to talk a little bit about the destroying your calling thing a little bit because think about Lucifer, Satan himself. He was this glorious angel. He was the worship leader in heaven. He was a creative. That's wild. He was a creative like you. And the problem was he wanted people to worship him. And that's what got him banished from the presence of God in heaven forever. That's a really scary deal. So when you and I live a life of pride, we're not operating from a place of holy creativity. We're actually creating from a place of satanic rebellion. That's nuts. So we want to be people of humility. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Bend your knee to him and say, God, you are the director. I'm not. I need your plan. It's important. That's how you're going to really fulfill your creative calling. Now, beyond humility, the second characteristic, rather, that I want you to consider is empathy. Empathy for the people that you are called to reach with your craft. Because you know this, your creative calling, your craft wasn't for you. It was for the glory of God, humility, and the benefit of others, empathy. But what does empathy really mean? Empathy means putting yourself in the shoes of the person that you're called to reach. And so an example of this that I see in scripture that's really cool is Jesus, when he was speaking to the crowds in parables, he spoke in parables. He wanted to make sure that he was speaking in a language that wasn't so spiritual and lofty that no one could kind of understand it. But when he spoke to the crowds in parables, do you remember what his occupation was before that? He was a carpenter. He was a man who worked with wood. Yet when you look at his parables, there wasn't any parable about carpentry that he spoke. Fishing, banking, baking bread, tilling land, hiring servants, finding a lost coin, finding a lost sheep, all these different things, all these different parables, yet none of them were related to his actual profession. You know what that says to me? It says that Jesus was so concerned about reaching different people that he crafted messages for their language. He got out of his comfort zone and created in a way that spoke to the people he was called to reach at an inconvenience to himself. That's amazing. You know what that is? That's empathy. And so if you want to be a creative or an entrepreneur directed by the Holy Spirit and see the entertainment industry, or any industry rather, flipped upside down for the glory of God, do you have empathy for the people that you're called to reach? Are you getting into their world and are you asking the hard question, what do they really want? What are they really looking for? I'm not saying water down your message to tickle their ears, but Jesus was able to look at how people communicated and what they were really interested in, and he was able to take his message. He never compromised his message. He changed the language of it to reach the person he was called to reach. If you want to be directed in your craft and your calling, you need to have empathy for the audience that you're called to reach. The third and final characteristic that's so important and is super fun but does not exist without the first two is you need to be a person with authority. When we gave our lives to Jesus, when he filled us with his Holy Spirit and he gave us his name to bear, that's why when you pray, you say in the name of Jesus, that's not an abracadabra at the end of a magic spell. What that is, it's proclaiming and accepting that you now bear his name. And when Jesus speaks, God the Father listens. So now when you bear his name, you know that God the Father has, you have God the Father's attention. And so you know that he hears your petitions. You also have the authority of the Holy Spirit so that when you go out and you do the work of ministry through your craft and in the marketplace or on set, wherever God's called you to be, you have an authority from heaven to bring the kingdom of God wherever you go. You are an ambassador of Christ. You are an ambassador of a kingdom that's not of this earth, and you can establish his kingdom wherever you go because of an authority that God has given you. You know why you have this authority? This is important for you to recognize. So pay attention and take this note down. Do you know why you have authority? You have authority because Jesus said so. It's called grace. It's not because you did the right thing. It's not because you didn't sin. It's not because you went to church. You have authority because of the grace of God. Now, here's something that's really interesting. Christians can forfeit their authority by living in unholiness. Christians can forfeit their authority by not renewing their mind in the Word of God. Christians can forfeit their authority by not accessing the power of the Holy Spirit and praying to be filled and praying for Him to move and to go before them. We can forfeit our authority by not fasting. These are all spiritual principles and spiritual practices that Jesus wants us to do, not so that we can gain authority. We can grow in authority, but not so that we can gain it or earn it, but really so that we can lay hold of what He's already promised us. Ephesians says that He's given us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, and that we are seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. So if He's given us that authority, the only reason why we're not accessing it is because we haven't received fully what He's already given to us. We need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We need to empathize with our audience, but we also need to lay hold of the authority that He's given us. Why would the world want to listen to us if we don't have any authority in how we speak? Did you notice this in the book of Acts? When the disciples were going around preaching and building the kingdom of God, they were specifically praying not for faith, but for boldness. Boldness because they had been entrusted the Word of God and the Spirit of God. They had been given authority. And you, creative, you, entrepreneur, by the power of the Holy Spirit who lives inside you, because you called upon the name of Jesus, you have authority to shake the gates of hell with your craft and to make a difference in the marketplace, to raise the banner of Jesus and to take it back for the glory of God. Come on, somebody. Who is fired up about that? This is really cool. You get to make a difference, but will you lay hold of the authority that God's given you? And will you do whatever it takes to lay aside every sin and the weight which so easily ensnares us so that you can fully realize what God's given you? Be directed, be humble, be empathetic, and be authoritative. God's given you permission. He's given you permission. He proves that because Jesus died on the cross for you to have all three of those things. So thank God for it. Amen. Guys, thanks so much for listening to the Directed Life audio experience today. I hope this was valuable. I hope this is encouraging. If you have any questions, please leave a comment if you're watching on YouTube. And if you did find this valuable, please share it with a friend, whether on podcast or YouTube. Share it, share, 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 share. Please share, because we believe that God is raising up a generation of Daniels, creatives, and entrepreneurs who are called to not run away from the marketplace, but to invade the marketplace to see the glory of God manifested in that sphere. And so we want to get this word out to as many people as possible. You can also leave a comment if you had any questions or want to talk about a new topic in the future. I'm here to help create things that are valuable to you and helpful. So please let me know. Otherwise, God bless you all. Thanks again for listening and watching, and stay directed.